Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Podcasting almost live.
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast. And it's the Everything Digital Podcast for Wednesday, January 26, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce. And, I don't know. I didn't do the show tags this show. Not really on purpose. I guess it was just more natural to do it the other way. So, see, I got some feedback saying don't do the show tags. But I don't know. I mean... Are there iPod Shuffle users out there that want the show tags? Or, I tried to get a poll going, but that turned out to be extremely difficult because there's really not that many good polling systems that work well with the Movable Type blog interface. So, still working on that. Maybe I'll get a poll so you can vote on which show format you like better. But for now, you can send comments or audio comments or anything like that. Just about the show format. If you think there's anything I need to change, I think it's time to play around with it and see if there's any better way to format the information and everything. So anyway, speaking of information, here come your 5 5-second technology headlines. Alright, Apple's iTunes Music Store has recently sold its 250 millionth song. A recent survey found that just 1 out of 6 internet search users can tell the difference between unpaid and sponsored search results. A UK analyst's comments have added to the speculation about a possible voice-over IP service from Google. A cab company in Chicago reported 85,619 phones, 21,460 PDAs, and 4,425 notebooks left behind in their cabs in 6 months. And Bropia.A, a newly discovered worm, can be transmitted through MSN Messenger and has the ability to log keystrokes and spread IM spam. And those are just the short headlines. There are, of course, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright. So first thing I want to talk about is a how-to that I posted a couple days ago up on everythingdigital.org. And I sent this to Adam Curry, and then he ended up posting it on iPodder.org and Curry.com. And it's a way to... I sort of spoke about this earlier, but... more vaguely, it's a way to transfer the latest show of a certain podcast to your phone. You create a smart playlist in iTunes, and obviously you can actually assign any attributes you want to that, so instead of being just one podcast, it could be of all your podcasts, or of podcasts with a time under 5 minutes or something. The latest one will be automatically transferred to your phone using this application that I made. I actually built it on AppleScript because that's really the only thing I know how to write. I'm working on learning some other things, but for now, actually, I just bought AppleScript, The Definitive Guide from O'Reilly, and I really like their books, O'Reilly. So I'm learning more about AppleScript, and it's really pretty powerful. And I became a developer on Apple's developer connection thing, and I downloaded X Tools. What is it? Is it Xcode or X Tools? Let me check for a second. It is developer folder. It is Xcode. Right. That's the That's the main application that handles it all, and then there's Interface Builder and a bunch of these tiny applications that are just great. Let's see, utilities. There's I got this Bluetooth folder with Bluetooth monitor and packet decoder. A ton of stuff that Icon Composer, Icon Browser, a ton of stuff that's just like, you know, the all this these utilities that I never installed the developer CD, so it's all these new utilities that are just really great. So if you know if you're interested in writing Apple scripts or in just even I think these utilities could help in just diagnosing problems on your computer and stuff. Sign up for Apple's Developer Connection. It's really great. Download these tools. And of course, also they're available on the developer CD of any Mac OS X installation, I think. Anyway, okay, back on the subject. So this how-to I wrote, it's how to automatically transfer podcasts to your Bluetooth phone using this application called Podcast to Phone that I made. And what it does is it finds this smart playlist labeled Phone, which you create, and there's a couple other settings you got to tweak. That's why I did a how-to and didn't just make the program available, because there's actually some things you have to do to prepare for it. And it takes the first song in the smart playlist, and it finds the location of it on your hard drive, and then sends that using Bluetooth file exchange. It sends that to your Bluetooth phone, and then you can set your phone to auto-accept, and then you'll automatically... well, you still have to double-click the application, but you double-click the application, and it's automatically there on your phone. So I've worked on a couple other versions of these, really not some major updates, including some with almost an interface, dialogue boxes and things like that. But really, I found the original works the best out of all of them, because it's best just to have it do it for you, not have to, you know, have a dialogue come up and choose something from the dialogue. But I'm learning more Apple script, so I may have a future version. Anyway, check out that how-to. There's a link in the show notes. It's also still up on the front page of everythingdigital.org. So definitely, if you've got Mac OS X and a Bluetooth phone that plays MP3s, definitely check that out. So, also, iTunes and Pepsi are working together again with a new promotion. Last time, if you recall, they claimed to be giving away 100 million free songs, but it ended up being about 5 million because they had to do a mass recall because people found out that if you just tilted the bottle, you could see whether it was a winning cap or not. So that didn't quite work. So anyway, that pretty much bombed. So this year, and as you probably know, they advertised that at the Super Bowl last year. So this year, they've got another promotion plan for the Super Bowl, this time giving away 200 million free songs. And one out of three wins. And it has a coupon code for one free song. Enter that on iTunes. This will occur between January 31st and April 30th. It will be in 20-ounce and 1-liter Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Wild Cherry Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew Code Red, and Sierra Mist bottles. And Pepsi has purchased 2.5 minutes of airtime for the Super Bowl on February 6th. So we can expect another Pepsi and Apple working together commercials. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to the 200 million free songs if they actually work this time, or if they don't get recalled this time. All right, got some non-RIAA music for you. This is Just a Fool from Big Hammer.
Everything I was told, but it doesn't seem to matter how long I've been in school. I'm still just a fool.
stood on top of the mountain, felt the power come down on me. I took a walk with a wise man, and I learned the golden rule, but I'm still just a fool. The good Lord made her, so the whole wide world watched me act just like a little third grader. With every other temptation, you know my mama raised a stubborn youth, but I'm still just a fool.
Something interesting that I came across in my my regular searching through Google News, story about Google, actually, in Google News, and its new video search, which I was quite surprised, because there's nothing on the Google homepage. It's another one of those beta things where it's there, but it's not actually implemented, really. So it's sort of in the background, and only people who actually know about it can use it. So I don't know when they're going to implement it on their webpage, but Google Video Search, video.google.com, it's there, and it's quite impressive. Here, I'll go to it right now. So also, actually, Yahoo has launched a video search at about the same time. And theirs is actually mentioned on the Yahoo search page. But Yahoo's video search is basically just finding video files on the internet. But Google's video search, here, let's see, video.google. Never mind. I don't have a keyboard. So let's see here. I may be able to, let's see, Google Labs. Yeah, I can go through here. Google Video, there we go. And let's see, I don't really have anything to search for. I really got to get a USB hub here. All right, let's see. Well, let's copy and paste something. Let's search for Fool. Copying and pasting from the show notes here. Paste and Google search. Oh. No. There we go. Okay, so then I get a whole bunch of results that are like normal Google results, you know, same formatting. But then on the left, there's a screenshot from that video. So let's see. Okay, here's an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. So then I click on that, and it brings up another window with how many? 5 screenshots. Now, unfortunately, some of them are of commercials. So it's not, you know, if you get really bad luck, then you may not see any of the show at all in the screenshots, but usually you'll see a little. So also the interesting thing is how Google is actually doing this is they're looking through the, closed captioning content that's coming through on these videos, which I think is genius. That is the way to organize video, because how else are you going to do it? Like recognizing speech patterns or something? But so they've found a way to do it. And right here on each frame it says when it was. So like at 8 minutes and 30 seconds it said me say goodnight to mommy, go get in bed on. Now, obviously it's not in context, but if you've seen the show, you could probably, you know where that is, or if it, you know, it can get good chunks here. So basically we've got all the video coming through on just a couple networks right now, but it's going to expand to more, and it's all coming through and being indexed. So we're essentially creating an archive of every TV program that's going to air as soon as they get some more contracts with more stations. And then also there's a little text line where it says video is currently not available. Now on every result I've currently clicked, it said that. It's never said video is available, download here, which would be even more amazing. Because I think that requires some more deals with the stations and all that, so they'll definitely have to work that out a little more. But hopefully, we're going to be able to search for shows and get a list of all the episodes of that show or all the shows that contain a particular keyword, and then get screenshots and an overview of it, and then download the video. So this definitely has the potential to go farther and be very good. And right now it's good, but doesn't have a whole lot of functionality other than sort of a more like an intelligent, searchable TV guide. There's also an upcoming episodes link where you can see it at your location when and on what channel is the show going to air, and then it gives you all the times here. And let's see, you can click on the show to get to a page that's, you get to their homepage. Go to the Everybody Loves Raymond homepage, or you can do a Google web search for that topic. So anyway, check it out, video.google.com. If I was doing a link of the day, this would be it. link is in the show notes, but not that hard to remember. So, moving on, something extremely interesting. First time I've ever seen a PSP in person, and a rarity in the U.S., I was actually able to, I saw someone taking it out of his pack, and I went over and questioned him about it. Apparently he was in Japan and got one, and for whatever they are over there, which is much cheaper than importing them, and it looks wonderful, it's amazing. And I've seen the Nintendo DS in person, too, and it just blows the DS away. the screen is, I mean, sure, the DS has two screens, but the PSP's one screen is just, it's huge. It I post on my weblog, it just dominates the device. I've got pictures up on my weblog, too, of the one that I saw. And it's just an amazing device. It looks really, really good. And obviously there's a lot more functionality coming to it. What with these keyboard attachments and possible software updates and all that. The only thing was, it looked like the screen was a little hard to see in the light. I'm not sure if that can be adjusted, adjusting the contrast or something. Just a second, I'm going to get that drunken sound in a second if I don't stop this lag. There we go, which unfortunately requires a couple steps for me because I got both line in and sound flower bed that are creating lag. So anyway, back to the PSP. Amazing device. I think I'm going to get one once they come out here. I'm not planning on going to Japan anytime soon, and I don't want to pay the prices that that companies are charging to import them. So I'm going to wait for the release here, which is actually supposed to be pretty soon. I don't have an exact date on that, but it's on the internet. And definitely looking forward to that. So, other than that, that's it for today. And, more than 20 minutes for not much content. I haven't done a show in a while, so getting worse at getting these shows out. Usually I have the content ready, I just it's too late or something like that. Anyway, I'm going to give you the links here. Post comments at everythingdigital.org or email me at alan@everythingdigital.org. You can Skype me, Everything Digital, or IM me. Screen name on AOL Instant Messenger is Podcaster. Or call 484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. But other than that, see you on the next podcast.
So many things left to do. Searching what I was hoping to find.